Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. So we still got a lot to discuss with what we saw 2 days ago, and frankly, a lot of lacking of hope based on where the birds are these days. We'll get to Mike Quick in a moment. James, what do you got in there?
Yeah, not to toot my own horn, but I was right and you guys were wrong.
About what?
Daniel San caught the fly in Karate Kid.
Oh, all right.
But why was he trying to catch the fly with
chopsticks? Because Mr. Miyagi was trying and he couldn't catch it, and Daniel San comes in and catches it, and he does the
Are you sure? Mr. Miyagi
never
caught
it. We had like 50 people tweet us about it. I'm right.
Take the L.
Just take the L.
John, it's all right. You know, sometimes you take an L. It's rare that Seltzer gets a W, but so be it. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Hey, let James have his day in the sun.
Please. It is rare, you know.
All right, let him have his day in the sun. All right, we'll talk right now. John, we love talking to Mike Quick every Tuesday at 11.
Mike's brought to you by the Parks Casino and Sportsbook. New customers, get your first bet risk-free up to $500. ParksCasino.com/PA. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, boy. Mike, here we go again. What's happening, man?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're trying to pick up the pieces. We're also
rocking and rolling.
Well,
so,
listen,
so, John, I would have been with you. I would have been wrong. I thought Miyagi caught him with the chopsticks first.
Yeah, and that's why Danielson was trying to do it.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought. But, you know, all three of us apparently were wrong. That's all right.
Oh, well.
All right,
oh, well.
Mike, Yeah, I know. Oh, well. Oh, well is not how I feel about the Eagles. Anger, frustration, just disgust. Mike, I want to take you back to around 5:30 on Sunday, 6 o'clock, 6:30. Before the Eagles get the garbage time late points, when you're announcing that game, second quarter, third quarter, early fourth quarter, what are you thinking?
Oh, it just started going sideways at that point. I thought early in the game they showed that they could run the ball. They showed a quarterback on the center, something that we hadn't seen very much of. And when you run the ball the way they ran it in that first drive,
yeah,
I think it just made it easy that they threw the ball. It really looked like a really good, well-oiled offense. And, you know, as the game progressed, I thought it just got worse and worse. And defensively, they really didn't do anything to try and make adjustments, to try and put a little bit of thinking into the head of Derek Carr. Like, what are they going to do? Well, Derek Carr didn't have to think much about what they were going to do because he could see what they were going to do, and he proceeded to pick them apart.
I just don't understand, Mike, the lack of adjustments. I know you're speaking to that yourself. I if I go into a math class and the math teacher says 3 plus 3 equals 13, I can't have that person be my math teacher. I just can't. I just don't know how these players, and I got issues with them too, but I don't know how they can possibly deal with a head coach who actually finally chooses to run the ball and then decides let's not run it anymore after the quarterback was under center, and a defensive coordinator that never, ever, 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 ever tries something different.
Yeah, I think the whole thing, and you're starting to hear it spill over in the voice of some of the players, veteran players, and, you know, you can keep this, and John knows this, you can keep this in-house as much as you possibly can, but at some point, it's going to spill over because you're so frustrated with the way things are going, and you're not winning, and you're not productive, and the most important thing is they're not winning. If you're not winning, well, if you're winning, but you're still not playing up to what you think the way you think you should be playing, or you're not in the right position. You feel like you're not in the right position for you to shine, but you're winning. That's a different thing. But when you're losing and you feel like you're not being positioned properly, yeah, eventually it's going to boil over. And that's what we're starting to see.
Mike, were you ever part of a team where players were second guessing coaches?
Oh, sure. Sure, I think we all have. And like I said, you try and keep it in-house as much as possible. I remember when Tom Coughlin came to Philadelphia as the wide receivers coach. A lot of people don't know. His first NFL job when he left Boston College, he was the Philadelphia Eagles wide receivers coach. He was my coach after me being in the league for several years. And, you know, I've been to two or three Pro Bowls, and Tom came in with his way of doing things that I just did not agree with.
Yeah, I'll bet.
and so we bumped heads a little bit to the point where I actually had to sit down with him because I didn't want to go off on the football field at practice in front of everybody. But I wanted to explain to him that, Tom, I just don't feel comfortable in doing things the way you want me to do it. So let's compromise. And, you know, we talked it out, and he came to understand that the way I had success already was probably a better way to do it.
Yeah. Well, in the grand scheme of things, like, what made this loss feel so awful? I feel like things have really come to a head, Mike, where everyone, even the people who thought maybe this team had a chance, they're jumping ship right now.
Yeah.
Why was this loss worse?
I think it's because we all felt like this is a game that they could win, get back on track. And I do believe that. Like, going into the game, I don't bet the games, but this is one that I would have bet on the Eagles to win. That's how strongly I felt about their chances against the Raiders. And I think most of us did. And to see them go out there and get handled the way they were handled, it was embarrassing. It just did not feel good at all. It felt, you know, late in the game, it was hard to even call the game. It was that frustrating.
I'm sure.
Mike, you know, one of the big issues, of course, that a lot of us are dealing with is trying to figure out whether Jeffrey Lurie will do something about it. I don't mean just the game. I mean the season. I mean the last couple of years. And whether he will do something and whether he is aware that he needs to. Where do you? I mean, I know it's hard to climb into the mind of the owner, but I guess I'll ask this question: do you think Jeffrey Lurie's lost his way? And if not, do you think he'll do something about this?
Well, I don't think he's going to do anything midstream. I think if anything is done, it'll be late in the season. You know, when he realized that it was time for Chip Kelly to go, he waited until, you know, the fourth quarter of the season to finally decide, okay, we need to make a change. And he did that. And if this happens, if this is a one and done type situation, I think it'll happen very late in the season. But I think he wants to give this coaching staff this year. And I think they also want to give Jalen Hurts this year to see if the two can marry up and be a productive unit.
Yeah. What about the 10 and done, Mike? What about Howie? I mean, what about the, he said 10 or 11 times as a GM, one time ultimate glory, most of the other years not successful. You know, what's your sense of how Lurie would handle that?
Yeah, that's a bigger question and one that I would have a lot more problems answering. I think he's, you know, the two of them, they're connected and they've done it before in their minds and they feel like they can do it again. So I don't know and I don't see Jeffrey getting rid of Howie.
Should it matter to Jeffrey that there are reports out there that the good coaches, you know, from this go round, you know, like Brandon Staley, like Brian Daboll, didn't even consider Philadelphia because of Howie? Shouldn't that come into his thinking?
Yeah, I think he realizes that, but I think he probably thinks that they're wrong for having that idea that that's a problem coming to Philadelphia.
Wow. Mike, I want to project forward to the next game here. Not so much X's and O's and what the Eagles got to do and blah, 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 but what happens if they lose? I mean, Mike, I remember, like, I vividly remember listening to you and Merrill 2015, that game in Detroit, which I thought was the low point of Chip Kelly's tenure. I mean,
but they came back. You remember they came back the next week and beat the Patriots.
I know they did, but it was a phony baloney win. I mean, they had 3-9 offensive touchdowns. Belichick went for a fake punt up 14-0. I mean, it was the whole thing was, you know, stupid.
Yeah.
I remember listening to your discuss that day, the Detroit game, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, Mike, you know this town really well. What happens on Monday if the Eagles lose to the 0-7 Lions in this town?
Chicken Little, the sky is indeed falling.
Yeah.
That's really what happens because, you know, there's a lot of conversation now, but you go to Detroit and lose to a team that hasn't won. It really starts to unravel and get bad then.
Someone's head roll?
I don't know if it rolls at that point, but, you know, the conversation starts, and more than the conversation, I wouldn't be surprised if the conversation hadn't started already, but you really start to put things in place behind the scenes to make changes, I would think.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, couple quick questions just on players and just round it out this way. Quez Watkins, I don't know if he can play or not. They never throw him the ball. What's your assessment of Quez?
They never throw him the ball. It's as simple as
is he getting open the way I thought he could, or is it like we just don't have enough snaps? We don't have enough like opportunities to get him the ball.
And then another way, do they not scheme him, or does Hurts not see him open?
Well.
And why are they scheming Jalen Reagor and not Quez?
And how many questions are we going to ask you in the same series of questions?
You're going to give me 14 questions.
Sorry.
Listen, Quez Watkins can flat out play. They've got to figure out a way to get him involved in the offense. But I think it all begins with, let's start to run the football first. You got all these big 300-pound guys, and what they want to do is block people. Allow them to do that. If you allow that to happen, then all of these other things that we talk about, all these things that we want to see, you can see those things. You can see Quez doing what Quez can do. You're going to get a lot more man coverage. You won't get as much zone and keeping people trying to keep these guys in front of them. You'll see the speed of Quez, of Devontae, and all of these guys if you simply start by running the football.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I mean, that's what we're all begging for. I guess that was it. That was my guy, too.
Yeah, I mean,
we threw the Quez. There are several questions about Quez. I think he's good, too. I'm very troubled that we just don't have enough reps, and that's just a product of not being good enough to extend drives.
I think he's really good, but I'm not a big fan of just all of the concept routes where you're not really you're to get to a spot, you get to a point on the field, and everybody's kind of in unison or in sync and getting to the spots in this concept route thing. But I like working a guy.
When you say concept routes, are you talking about like the rocket screen type stuff where you've got like you've preconceived where the ball is going and everyone else's route sort of fits to facilitate that one plan?
Yes, that's right.
Right. So, like the West Coast offense was supposed to be, or like I thought NFL offense period, was you've got a bunch of guys running routes that sort of fit together, but the ball could go to any one of them depending on what the defense does.
Right.
Like when you're saying preconceived it, or whatever you said it was.
No, in the concept, we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
And you'll have three routes that are working together, but the ball could go to either of those routes. Well, that's cool, but to me, you know, I go back a lot of years, so I think of it in a different way. I can beat the man in front of me, and if I think that Quez Watkins can beat that guy in front of him, I want to see Quez work that guy and get open, and I get him the ball. I want to see Devontae work that guy in front of him, get open, and I give him the ball. The tight end situation. You put him in put that defense in a situation where the tight end is going to get a one-on-one, and you allow the tight end to work that guy and get open.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that I like. I mean, the concept routes where everybody's working together in unison, it works. It certainly works. But I'm just not the biggest fan of it.
Mike, we love having you on the program and your perspective as always. We'll be listening this Sunday, hoping for the win and to try to get this season back on track somehow. Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys. Have
Thanks.
A good one.
All right, there he is, Mike Quick. I'm telling you, I vividly remember that game in Detroit 2015. I mean, Mike was disgusted. And if they lose – and it's – a little ironic. It was, I think, the low point of Chip, and this could be the low point of Sirianni. It's not good, man. The town will freak out if the Eagles lose that game. 215-592-9494. Coming up, John at 11:30 takes us inside the game. That's next plus phone calls to 94WIP. Hey, do you want to save money when you buy gas, when you buy groceries? Of course you do. Everyone wants to save money in life. Well, then get yourself GetUpside, a remarkable app that enables you to save money. You get cash back when you make purchases at gas stations, grocery stores, and even at restaurants. And it's all available for you when you sign up using promo code WIP. Promo code WIP upon sign up with GetUpside, which is making it even more exciting for you to use their app, because the first time you use it, they're giving you a great bonus of up to 50 cents per gallon. Excuse me, 50 cents back per gallon the first time you use the app. And it's an unbelievable chance for you again when you make purchases to get cash back. Also, GetUpside helps you because they'll actually tell you the prices at gas stations near you so you can find the best deal. And that is a very helpful opportunity right there. The cash appears, of course, also with the GetUpside account, and you can cash out at any time, send your money directly to your bank. You can transfer to PayPal. You can order an e-gift card to Amazon, to Starbucks, and dozens of other places. It's all available for you when you use this remarkable app. Again, GetUpside, when you sign up using promo code WIP. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. We're giving everyone a forum today. Look, WIP is always a forum. You always have a chance. But today, sort of in a different way. We want you to speak directly to the Eagles. We want you to let them hear you. I mean, you're talking to us, but talk to them. Tell Lurie why you're so frustrated, or Sirianni, or Howie, whoever you want to make a point to talk to, so to speak. Look, I'm as low as I've been in years with the Eagles. Really down. Watching that game the other day was a disgrace. And the thing that hits me the most is me. I'm an optimist, generally speaking. I am an optimist. And a lot of it's been geared toward a belief in Lurie. Because in my lifetime, he's been a damn good owner. It feels to me like he's lost his way. I don't know what it is. I don't quite know why it is. But I am no longer a believer that you can say the statement Jeffrey Lurie is a great owner. And so with that being the case, I'm lacking hope.
And I can talk about all the millions of reasons, and coach doesn't run the ball, and the other coach doesn't play, you know, defense a certain way, and blah, 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 blah. Well, Lurie hired these guys a couple months ago. Come on, man. Let's go to the phones. Let your voice be heard. Let's rattle some cages and get their attention. Mad Mike and King of Prussia. Mike, go ahead, buddy.
All right. Before we get started, Seltzer's completely right. Miyagi was frustrated because Daniel caught it, and he had been trying to and couldn't
do it. I'm with you. I get it.
So Seltzer, good work. Second, just so I can get into a rant, Jordan eliminating the Cavaliers, that jump shot. That's okay. The Jordan.
That's a big one. That's a very big one.
All right. So here, let me just say this. Howie Rosen, you're nothing but a rat weasel. You're not a football guy. You don't know how to draft. You might be good at swindling deals, but the entire league hates you. Coaching hires hate you. That's why they won't come here. You are nothing but a fire starter, and all you care about is protecting your job. You're a rat, and I hope you get fired someday, and I'm going to pop a bottle of champagne when it happens. Lori, you're just some dude in an ivory tower who thinks the fan base is impressed with your turbines, and you have no grasp of what this city actually cares about. You're not a football guy just because you own a team for 20 years. You're just some rich guy that owns a team. You have no idea what this fan base cares about. And you guys are just in an echo chamber, and all you want to hear is yes, yes, and talk back and forth and just tell each other you're right and that we're great, and this football team is never going to be good until both of you are gone.
All right, Mike, we got you. A lot of people coming in hot. Sean in Northeast Philly. Sean, you're on WIP.
Man, Mike, I love it. Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call, man.
You got it. I thought the echo chamber comment actually was interesting because it does feel that way. It feels like they just talk amongst themselves, and our voice, as much as I'm saying we have a platform today to give everyone the chance to get down there and get in there, doesn't feel like it is getting in there effectively.
Exactly.
And that's really aggravating.
Yeah. So I just want to kind of rant too a little bit. So like I'm 36 years old, and my best, and I look back now, I think the best years of my life watching football is the Andy Reid era. I know they didn't win a Super Bowl, but they competed almost every year. Yep. They were in 4 or 5 NFC Championship games, and you look at that roster. That roster was full of just dogs, just animals that wanted to play. And why? I think because Andy Reid was the GM of that team pretty much. Now, you fast forward to all these years later. Now, yeah, granted, we won a Super Bowl. But anyway, if you ask anyone logically, that was lightning in a bottle. How we hit on a bunch of one-year draft picks. And in doing that, he gutted our team for however long we're going to be gutted for now. You know what I mean?
Like, I do. I do know what you mean.
It's hard. Like, so then, and then everyone's like, draft picks. Do you guys have confidence in how he could have 5, 10 first round draft picks? I don't have confidence this guy knows what he's doing at all. Like, I'm scared to death. In my opinion,
I agree.
This draft this year is the biggest draft in this organization's history. If he doesn't hit on these draft picks, we're doomed. We're going to be like the Cleveland Browns, the Jets.
Yep. That's my fear, Sean, and I talked about that yesterday. I feel like there is a chance the Eagles will slip into Jets, Browns, Lions, you know, what the Raiders have been for most of the last 15 years, just that mode. And that is a disaster.
Joe, we're there.
Well, you got to be there.
Like you're saying we will slip into it.
Well,
we are there.
If they sustain this, which they might. I mean, that's maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
And, like, I'm just glad, like, now, like, the excuses, like, all the reporters and all the talking heads, the media, like, the excuses are over. Like, guys like Elliott Shorepark, like, there's no more painting a picture like we're, like, this great team anymore. You know what I mean? Like, we can go down to Detroit and get beat.
I know.
Them guys are playing their asses off down there. They want to win. They want to win games. Granted, they haven't won a game, and I'm not, like, hyping them up like they're some good team, but if we don't go down there, we can get beat. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
they can get beat, Sean.
Definitely.
They can get beat.
Get beaten
there's no question.
Detroit.
Sean, a sports clip we've seen on TV a lot. What do you got?
Mike Tyson biting off Holyfield's ear.
That's another good one. I remember watching that one live. I sure do. Speaking of John, the last caller brought up the Andy teams, and I think he called them dogs and a lot of great players. However he rephrased that, a lot of great players. I actually had a dream last night. Now, I don't know what this is about other than I guess the Eagles have no linebackers. I swear to God, I dreamed last night the Eagles signed Trott.
Huh.
And he was back for a fourth time. Because if you remember, Trout was on the team three times. So, you know, I don't know what's up with that other than I am obviously aware that the linebackers stink. And my mindset last night was sign Trout. By the way, 5 minutes from now, John takes us inside the game, the X's and O's related to that game the other day. Let's talk to Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Trying to figure it out, Tom, and trying to get
sorting some things out.
Very much so.
Hey, John, did that in studio fly bother you?
Always, man. Flies really bother me.
But it wasn't near him.
Did it hover around you?
No.
No.
Because we all know what attracts flies, right? Syrup.
Yeah.
Wait, what attracts flies?
Syrup.
Think about it, Joe.
Syrup? Well, yeah, it probably was the syrup.
He didn't get it, James.
No, he definitely didn't get it.
I didn't get what?
Like flies on syrup is what they say, right?
That's what I'm saying, you never know.
Boom!
Hey, I like syrup. Maybe the fly likes syrup.
He still doesn't get it.
No, I get your point, but I'm saying it's theoretically possible it was related to the syrup is my point.
I gotcha. Yeah. All right, so I think John had the most poignant thing when he said how he's pulling the wool over Jeopardy's eyes. So have you guys seen Squid Game yet?
No.
I have.
Okay, it's a must watch, first off. But there's a scene in this series where two guys are teamed up. You have an evil Korean guy and a really nice Indian guy. And they're teamed together and they have to play marbles. And whoever gets the other guy's marbles, the guy who's out of marbles dies. Okay? So the evil Korean guy tricks the nice Indian guy into giving him all of his marbles. And, of course, the Indian guy, the nice guy, dies. So you tell me who's who in that scenario, John.
Mm-hmm. I know. Do you have an answer? No. He's saying it's a shame.
It's a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I lost you at the nice guy and evil guy. Like I didn't quite know.
You weren't listening. But
I mean, well, I'm trying to talk football. I got a nice guy and an evil guy in a TV show.
Howie's pulling the wool over Jeffrey's eyes.
Yeah, but Tom, it's on Lurie to see through
it. It's definitely on Lurie, yeah. but he's allowing it to happen.
He doesn't even realize it's happening.
Exactly.
When Howie has set everything up in that building to be filtered through him and him alone before it gets to Jeffrey, like how can we really expect Jeffrey to see the big picture, to see the world the way we do.
But guys, it's his job, Tom. After a quarter century, see through it.
You could be a highly intelligent person and also be gullible at the same time.
You're right about that, Tom. That you're right. Give me a sports clip we've seen a lot on TV.
Well, I'm going to give you the agony of defeat because how many times did you see that guy tumble down the ski slope when you watch the worldwide of sports?
It's a great answer.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is. Now, you haven't seen it much in the last 25 to 30 years.
Yeah, but I can just picture that.
But in the 70s, that would have been the winning answer.
Yeah.
And in the 80s, for a point of the 80s, that would have been a winning answer. I started a new TV show yesterday, guys, Secret City. That's from like 5 years ago.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Seems pretty good.
How did you end up on this show?
Why would you? Why would you watch that?
Like a million shows and you pick some show. Like I've literally never. I've heard of so many shows.
It's what it
Secret
is.
City.
I've never heard of it.
Well, wait.
Was there like one season of it and then it got canceled?
Well, or it's on seasons. Like some random network like Sci-Fi.
I think it's Netflix.
I've never heard of it.
No,
well, I don't care. I don't care if you've heard of it or not.
I mean, I do, usually, you know.
No, but I mean, it's a classic example. I say
What's
something
about.
I don't want to give it away.
Well, I'm not going to watch it.
No, I know you're not going to watch it.
Don't worry about that.
I'm not going to waste my time trying to convince you to watch it.
Secret City. Hey, if anyone has watched this Secret City thing,
call in.
Let us know.
Yeah, please.
Joe's
literally never.
I am also.
Were you coerced into watching this, or are you willingly watching?
Willingly. I wasn't coerced. It was recommended by Amy from Villanova, and I said sure.
Well, why did she recommend it?
No, but we recommend things like for years.
Like
and you're
good
like,
show.
Do you
rub my feet while we watch that show?
Ew, no, obviously.
Last night might have been a 4 to 5 hour foot rub.
No, dude.
We sat there and we watched. At least two cheers.
All right. Amy,
we watched.
Stop it.
No,
what is wrong with
that's
you?
That's awful.
Like, are you out of your mind? What is happening right
now?
We
were sitting on the couch. It was all
so
good.
So what? Allow
why not?
Her to sit and not
you rub,
rub
her
your
feet for 4 hours?
I didn't rub him for
let
4 hours.
Let her relax. What are you talking about?
You rub him for 5 minutes?
I mean, it's not
this
not
is
always
really
just,
weird.
You rub her feet for 5 minutes?
Sometimes I give her the ankle. Sometimes the leg. I turn her over and give her the other side of the knee.
I don't think you get how weird this is.
It's okay.
You just sit there and get
massaged. I just want you to understand how strange this is.
While watching TV.
Oh, it's strange, pal.
No, you know, you do unto others as you would like them to do unto
you. Because you give her foot rubs all the time?
I'm happy to.
Oh, but you don't.
But you
doesn't
don't.
Happen,
talk to
me. Doesn't yeah. happen with the same frequency.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so weird. Like, I bet you, I don't know if you can find
just
a single other girlfriend, boyfriend where the girlfriend rubs the feet more than the boyfriend.
No, that's,
there is
that's
an example.
Brutal.
You are the exception.
It's wrong. So
it
wrong.
Is wrong. Like
we
on
watched,
very many.
We
how does she not know that this is wrong?
I don't get it.
Whoa! Like, are you coming after my girlfriend now?
Yeah.
You
guys, I already did.
What's
I said, Amy,
we got criticism.
Amy, what is wrong with you?
Criticism
like,
of
my
girlfriend.
Yeah, flat out. Yes.
Fight words, Sean. Fight
Straight
words
up.
Right there.
Yeah, I'll fight you too.
I'm going after you first.
I bet you are. Yeah.
And then it'll be the army of the dead, and then you and me, you go after John together.
Yeah, that'll be good.
All right, I'm the Night King, except I don't want to die in the end. 215-592-9494. Also rewatching Game of Thrones, by the way. Started that recently. Enjoying
well, that's
that.
That's good.
All right, let's do what we do every single Tuesday at this time. John takes us inside the game. The X's and O's. Lord help us as we look back to that game from 2 days ago.
I was just trying to figure out what happened on that opening drive. You know, like, why did it seem to work so well?
Yeah.
And why did it seem like Nick Sirianni didn't feel the same way? You know, like, what gives? Why was it not the all-game look?
Yeah.
Why was it just the opening drive? And I think I figured some stuff out. You know, the first play was out of shotgun. It was a bad pass. We know that. But then
you're talking about in the second series or the first series. I don't know.
The first series.
Okay, I didn't know if you were saying then why it didn't work afterwards. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The one that
yeah, when they
we
scored.
Drove and
I got
scored.
You. Yeah.
The second play, we get under center.
Mm-hmm.
And you got two tight ends and two wide receivers in there. You motion Dallas, motion something
mm-hmm.
that's new.
Sure.
And it's outside zone. We get back under center the next play. It looks like goal line short yardage. Like what they're doing now with their two tight ends and two wide receivers, at least this package of plays was with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside in there. Who really, in the way they look at him, is like another tight end. So it's basically Trey personnel, 13 personnel, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Three tight ends, which is goal line short yardage. They were running their heavy looks out in the regular field, which might be why they didn't go back to this. It's just not something that you do too often. Regular field short yardage goal line
yep.
plays.
Yep.
But, hey, it was working. And why not keep going back to it? J.J. Arcega-Whiteside does a good job in these looks.
Sure.
Now, he only had, you know, I think single-digit number of offensive plays.
Yep.
It's not something it's not their identity in their mind. This is why they didn't keep going back to it. When they had success running the football, it's because they lined up and had more blockers than defenders. You know, like, the Raiders weren't expecting it. They took them by surprise a little bit. I liked that they threw in a new look with the backfield action. It was a zone delay with counter action in the backfield. They ran it a couple times on that opening drive. So, if a play worked, they ran it again. They ran, like, the sixth play was the same as the second play. They just kept doing these things that worked because the Raiders weren't sure. They were uncharted looks.
So you think the Raiders made adjustments?
I think that we never went back to the look.
Well, the answer is then because Sirianni was a bonehead.
I think Sirianni planned to just throw these in there and, you know, to give a different look.
Yep.
Didn't expect that they would work as well as they did. Things ended up, you know, working out to where it looks like the whole drive is similar because it was under center. And they did run, you know, repeated plays. It was very basic, very simple. But I think you could run that all game. I mean, I've been on teams that have run that for massive chunks of games. But it is not the identity that Jeffrey Lurie likes.
You think it really
comes from line up?
You think it comes from Lurie up top? They don't run it much. You think it comes from Lurie?
I
know a lot of people believe that.
I'm positive that Jeffrey Lurie would complain a little bit if we ran the ball like too much to his liking, but if we were winning, he wouldn't say stop it.
I mean, I will say it's notable to me, John, just to shoot off for just a moment, that the Colts have won two in a row. Carson has not been asked to do a ton the last two games, but they've won even though his stats don't look gaudy. They've ran the ball more. And so it's very frustrating to me.
Why is it frustrating? That's complimentary football.
I'm saying good for them. I'm saying it's frustrating for me from an Eagles standpoint.
That we can't do it.
And that Sirianni came from Indy and Frank Reich and, you know, hopefully figured that out for their sake. And yet it doesn't seem to apply with any, I mean, consistency. It applied for one series the other day. I mean, that to me, the answer you're looking for, why did the Eagles stop running the ball? Because Sirianni's an idiot.
Well,
I mean, I think that's the answer.
The reason.
I mean, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just being honest with you. You want me to say idiotic? Okay, he coached it. It doesn't make any sense.
The reason the protection worked well on that opening drive is because they expected run. You can see the defensive linemen anchoring in, two-gapping, basically. Like, they're not even trying to shoot a gap. They're holding on to the blocker because they think it's a run, and then it's like, oh, man, he's throwing the ball. Dallas Goedert open down the seam. That's what good offense looks like. The team doesn't know what's coming at them. We have not gotten into that rhythm.
Brutal.
We got into rhythm on the opening drive. Yeah. It was like accidental rhythm. We know that these were scripted. I think they need to run more regular field goal line short yardage stuff because really it's the only thing that's worked consistently, and you can do it. So fingers crossed.
And that's Inside the Game with John. Every Tuesday, I look back. Every Friday, I look ahead to the next game. Let's talk to Malik in West Philly. Hey, Malik.
Yo, what's up, man?
Frustration is up, Malik. Very, very, very high.
Oh, man, I'm super frustrated because I'm tired at work because I was traveling all day because I was at that damn game.
Wow.
Yeah, Jeffrey Lurie owed me $5,000, man.
Well, he ain't going to pay it to you.
This is the place to put that out there.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
This is horrible, man. I lost every night. The first three nights, because I've been there since Wednesday. I lost three nights at the casino just to go to the game and lose again.
Now, Malik, I'm not trying to be a wise guy here, but I got to ask you this. When you lost it to casino, is that Lurie's fault or your fault?
No, that's my fault, but it's Lurie's fault because I wouldn't have been there if the Eagles didn't play.
You know, maybe if you wouldn't have had that sleep debt that is Jeffrey Lurie's responsibility, you would have gambled smarter.
And maybe if the Eagles were good, you would have been in a better mood, and that would have totally changed the way you played.
Yeah. Look at this.
And to make insult to injury, I wore a Wes Hopkins jersey to the game, got 30 praises on it, and then the defense stunk.
Yep. They would have been better with 9 Wes's out there than 11 current Eagles.
I'll tell you what, the highlight of my game was the damn stadium because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
On top of the fact that I was in a third row right in front of the cheerleaders. So that was my highlight of the game.
The Raiders.
Hey, Malik, did they have a dome going there?
It's a dome, but it's so beautiful. And then they got the big fire thing like in the middle. And then they do interviews all day right there. It's like, it's nice. But all the celebrities were there rooting Vegas on. And then it was half Eagle fans in the building. We took over the stadium.
That's awesome.
Like walking in and walking out because they gotta do something better about the parking thing because you had to walk like a mile just to get into the stadium. But in and out, it was nothing but green. Nothing but green. We took over their stadium, and then y'all give us a performance like that.
All right, Malik, let's do some quick math. So you're ascribing $5,000 for your troubles and your time to Lurie. Let's just say, what do you want to say, 20,000 Eagles fans out there?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely.
So that's $100,000 Lurie owes people.
There you go, because it was 50-50. It was, you heard Eagles chant.
Oh, if it's 50, if it's 50-50, then it's like 35,000 Eagles fans.
Yeah, well, there you go. It might have been 38,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Malik, give me a sports clip we've seen on TV a lot.
All right, I got the winner for you, man. Mm. And everybody that saw this from, I'm 40 years old, from back in the day to now, they still play it. Michael Jordan from the foul line, the wooden answer.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the Jordan dunk, which he's on the foul line. It really wasn't. Behind.
He was past it.
Yeah, about half his foot was past
it. By the way, real quick, you keep bringing up the dome thing, and I think people have said it, but it is in the desert. It gets, like, really hot
Joe,
in Las Vegas.
Like,
too bad.
Your whole thing with that is
I think
dumb.
You're wrong about this one.
Suck it up.
You want it to be 150 degrees on the field?
Throw some air conditioning in there.
They have air conditioning because they have a roof. You can have air conditioning in an open air? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, why not? Why not? It'll be an expensive bill. The visual for the television audience stinks. It looked dark. It's weak. Don't like it. Don't like it.
Like every dome. It looked like every
dome. Yeah, but some
domes
are necessary. Man. That one's not necessary.
It's in the desert.
Don't suck it up.
Okay.
If Lawrence from Arabia can go through
Vegas,
the desert,
you know how hot
a couple
it gets
football
in Vegas.
Players can play in a football game.
Do you have any idea
game.
How hot it gets in Vegas?
I have no clue.
It's hot, buddy.
I have no
it's
clue.
It's hot.
First
Wait,
off,
have you never been to Vegas?
No, I've been to Vegas. I've been there
but
twice.
You didn't notice the weather?
You noticed that you could barely go outside during
one
the day because it's so hot?
One
like,
time
you just stay inside.
I stayed in my hotel room
Oh,
time.
Really? Yeah.
The whole time. Don't think I left the hotel the whole time.
Okay, well, that's different.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-5. There's a fight in my hotel, so I just stayed in the hotel and watched the fight. Pretty cool. 215-592.
You went to Vegas to stay in a hotel room? I don't know.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, like room service, watched a fight, and got back on the plane.
You know you can do that anywhere else in the world.
It's all right. 215-592-9494.
There's so much happening. Like, why would you just stay in the one place?
I mean, why not?
It's also, what a waste of money.
Why not? Hey, up ahead, Sirianni on his role with the defense. We heard the nonsense he said Sunday after the game. Well, yesterday we heard more when he was pressed about, what do you do with the defense, Nick? What
oh,
he said.
This was bad.
Yeah, what he said, you'll hear it more next. Shout out to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. I had a couple questions to Nick Sirianni yesterday about his role with the defense. We're going to get to that shortly. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. Also, the full Sirianni interview from Angelo this morning. We'll play that in its entirety at 12:20, so be tuned for that. Let's go to the phones. A day to let your voice be heard. Let the Eagles hear you, your frustration. This is about as low as I've ever felt as an Eagles fan. This is really bad, and I want to give everyone an opportunity to let your voice be heard. Why you're so frustrated, lay it out and clear. Because the Eagles, apparently the brass doesn't seem to, like, they can't figure it out. They didn't know how to, like, hire a coach this last time. They didn't even know how to fire a coach last time. So say it real simple, and maybe they'll get it. Let's go to Paul in Downingtown. Paul, let your voice be heard, man. What's going on?
Guys, so I would just say one thing. I would just want them to understand how important this football team is to Philadelphia and the people that live here. It's the number one sports franchise. I know, Jeffrey Lurie, the franchise is yours. You bought it, you own it, you profit from it, but it belongs to Philadelphia. Look in your heart and understand that this town is the best place in the world to be on a Monday after an Eagles win and the worst place in the world to be on a Monday after an Eagles loss. And understand how much that it runs through our veins. It's who we are. We over-identify. Find something in that heart of yours that will let you check your ego and check yourself and give an honest evaluation, even if you have to go outside and look at what you have. I appreciate your loyalty to your people. I really do. But in Howie Roseman, it is misplaced. You're being misled. You're being led down the wrong path. And Philadelphia is screaming. It is painful to watch.
Yeah.
On Sunday, when we sit down in front of our TVs, we are having our hearts ripped out and shown to us before we pass. Week in and week out, we live, breathe, and die with your team. Stop killing us, brother.
Paul, very well said. Give me a sports clip that we see a lot on TV.
Okay, I'm going to go with, first of all, that guy, the agony to see, his name is Vinko Bogataj, the skier.
Yeah,
I was going to go with that, but I'm going to go with Tiger Woods and that the hug he and his father shared after he won the Masters.
Sure.
I've seen that clip 1,000 times.
Yeah,
in
that's
my life.
That's another big one. I think that was the 97 Masters, if I remember right, and Tiger and his dad is a good answer. Let's talk to Zach in Philadelphia. Zach, you're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Zach.
Hey, so, well, let's just first start off with, 2 years ago, where we're in the draft and we pass up on Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
And then we also pass up on Jeremy Chinn, where we had our internal guys screaming to pick these two players. And that came directly from the top. Came directly from the top and already set us back. You already had a quarterback who was, you know, he had a little bit of an ego problem. Now we just gave it to him. He leaves and looks like he's having some success over there. Last year, we basically bring in Deuce Staley just for a courtesy interview, just to be nice to the guy. And he wants no part of it because he doesn't get any say. He sees it. And now it's a dumpster fire. Nobody wants to come here and even coach. It's just what it is.
It would be, Zach, it would be fascinating to find out. And look, we don't want to find this out because we want Howie fired, both me and John, James, and certainly a lot of people. But if they actually fired Sirianni and did not fire Howie, how much would the coaching search be handcuffed this time by Howie still being here?
Well, I mean,
if it was handcuffed 9 months ago, can you imagine how much more it would be handcuffed this time?
Well, this is what's crazy. I think a lot of these times we give Howie a little bit of success with his finance. You know, we call him a financial guru. And look what he's done. He's just kicked the can down the road with all these dummy contracts.
Yeah.
Now we're pretty much done.
Well, they're going to have a lot of money to spend,
we're not.
Yeah, they are, John.
No,
they're not.
Take a look at
Fletcher
it.
Fletcher Cox is alone in debt money.
I'm aware of it, but
that is a misconception. Everyone says, they're going to be in great shape.
No,
you're wrong. It's
and
not as dire as it was this last year.
Sure, it's not even close.
But if you think Howie, first of all, we could not spend anything this past offseason.
That won't be the case anymore.
That is unheard of.
I'm aware of
that. That is unheard of in the NFL.
Yep.
To go through an offseason where you couldn't add what you needed.
Well, the pandemic,
because you were broke.
To be fair to them, the pandemic and Carson falling apart,
they were in the
worst
shape.
Were two unique situations.
They were in the worst shape in the NFL.
Yes, correct.
And that's under Howie.
Zach, give me a sports clip.
That's what Howie does best.
Yep.
Sports clip on TV.
Let's go with 1980 Al Michaels. Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah, it's a big answer, too. I've been waiting for that one for sure. All right, speaking of answers, you know, we heard some answers 2 days ago from Sirianni after the game about his involvement with the defense. I thought it was troubling, John. So, naturally, reporters yesterday dug in more on that issue with him at the press conference and the defense in general. Let's listen to this here. I want to go through a couple pieces of audio here. We'll start with Zach Berman, a question he asked Sirianni. Great question about the involvement of the head coach.
Hey, Nick, you referenced yesterday how you spend most of your time during the week with the offense, obviously. How much time do you spend with the defense, knowing the defensive game plan on a day-to-day basis?
Obviously, I'm out there to practice with them and out there every single day watching practice while as the defense goes, the offense is on break. So I'm sitting there watching. I'm talking through the game plan there. Gannon always likes to ask me questions as far as an offensive coach, what would present this play problems or this play problem. So, you know, that's something that we go through each week. We talk about each week, that's something that happens each and every week with us that we're going to go through those things, those questions. And really involved.
All right, let's stop it right there.
Holy cow.
That answer is a disaster. He watches the defense when the offense is on break. His involvement in the defense is when Gannon asks some questions.
He likes to ask me questions.
Are you kidding me? And then he rounds it out by saying, quote, yeah, really involved? This a day after the prior day on Sunday night after the game when he said he gets to watch defensive film? He gets to. John, this guy is so in over his head. And I know he's got a troubled offense. And I know it's his responsibility to fix that offense. And I know that's going to take a lot of time. This guy has no clue how to be a head coach.
But again, what did we expect?
I didn't expect it to be this bad.
No one else wanted him to be their head coach.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that.
But you didn't expect it to be this bad, right, John?
We thought that he just wasn't good at talking. The problem is he's not that – I mean, I hate to say it. Doesn't seem like he's that sharp.
No.
He does not know. Like, part of what makes a coach great, like Andy Reid is a great coach because he has a structure that has evolved over the course of like decades. He knows he can lean on that structure because it has worked in the past. Yeah. This guy has no idea how involved he should even be.
It's staggering.
In each aspect of the game, in the special teams, in the defense, in any of that. And
man, when he doesn't have an answer, like he didn't have a good answer for that question, yeah. He just needs to not talk.
I mean, I'll just say this. I want to get to more audio here, but it's staggering to me. You know, the question was, how much time do you spend with the defense knowing the defensive game plan on a day-to-day basis? And his answer starts with, obviously, I'm out there at practice with them. Of course you're out there. You're the head coach. The question wasn't, do you watch them practice? The question was, how much involvement do you have schematically with, like, how they actually go out and play?
But I
watch them practice.
But do we – we all understand he doesn't have involvement, right? Like
he doesn't have
like
much.
This,
yes.
This answer
– he chooses not to have
he's
much.
He's trying to yes. make it sound like he's got involvement. Yeah. He doesn't.
Correct.
He leaves this up to Jonathan Gannon.
Correct.
And now everyone's saying, man, the defense is terrible.
Totally
saying,
a
well,
joke.
That has my name on it because he's trying to do the right thing and be accountable. But it doesn't really have his name on it because he does not put the time
correct.
In that he should.
And probably doesn't know what to do even if he did put the time in because he's just too inexperienced to know enough.
Right.
The conversation yesterday rolled on with the press conference.
And now, does he have autonomy with the game plan?
Well, when you say that, you know, everything that goes on that field is my responsibility. My name is on that. So, you know, if I want something done, then we're gonna do it that way because my name is on that. Now, I trust Jonathan completely in the sense that he's doing most of the studying on it, and I'm gonna be there just like I said to support and to also answer questions as an offensive of style. But if I see right for us to pressure on a play, then we're gonna do it that way. But again, I trust our staff completely. But that's kind of our process. That
right, so here's my biggest.
Oh my Lord!
Right,
can
ahead,
we
John.
Go back and just listen? Let's just listen to the start of that again. Yeah. Just listen. Can you replay that again?
Sure.
Just the question, Jimmy, and then his initial response.
And now, does he have autonomy with the game plan?
Well, when you say that, you know, everything that goes on that field is my responsibility. My name is on that.
I mean.
Well, that's what
yes!
that's what bothered
he
me.
He does. Too. Yes. Like, you, come on, man. Just stop trying to pretend because it makes it worse.
I agree with you, John.
Such a bad, like, actor, liar, whatever you want to call it. Just say it like it is. Please,
well, and here's,
come clean.
And, John, here's my issue with that answer. I don't care whether his name is on it or his name's not on it. What I care about is the head coach of the Eagles knows how to be the head coach.
Yeah.
And my biggest takeaway from
and
what
has
I
answers.
He does not know
he doesn't.
How to be an effective head coach. And frankly, I don't even know that he knows how to be, like, forget effective. He doesn't even know how to what the head coach job is.
Yeah.
He actually doesn't know what that role. I mean, I really believe this. I'm not,
I do too.
He does not know, like, not just how to do it. He doesn't know what he's supposed to do.
But how can we expect him to know?
Because
the guy never even called plays before this season.
But a lot of guys hadn't before. I mean,
okay. Yeah, but, okay.
No. John, yes, it should not
be
this bad.
But they have been. They have been guys who were precocious, who were unique.
Not,
you know, Andy
not
Reid
always.
Came in
not always.
Crazy
Doug,
prepared
Doug
with a plan. I don't think Doug was a good coach.
Doug won a Super Bowl. It shouldn't be
okay,
this bad.
Okay, Doug won a Super Bowl. That doesn't mean he was a good coach.
Well, he was for a while. He was for a while. He won a Super Bowl. I mean, this guy is so in over his head.
He was good enough.
Listen, he was great. 2017, Doug was great. This guy's a joke. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. Now I'm even more aggravated. I mean, listening to this, dude, you got to be kidding me. Up ahead, Joel Embiid. He has said some interesting things over the last few days since we last talked about him and the Sixers and Simmons and the whole deal. Sixers play tonight. We'll get to that next. 12:20 today. Your opportunity to hear the entire interview from this morning, and there was a lot in there of Nick Sirianni with Angelo. That's all up ahead in a busy 12 o'clock hour, plus your calls on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.